a horrible situation yesterday with the school shooting in Michigan, as a kid goes in with a 9mm pistol and shoots and kills three people, three students there, others injured and wounded. And it won't be long before people start screaming gun control again. But this kid is not talking. He's lawyered up. The parents are saying, don't cooperate. Let the lawyers deal with this. So we will find out more about this. And what triggers somebody to do this is really just mind-blowing and always of concern. But it is not the gun that jumps up and goes to the school and shoots people. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about gun control and where we are in this country with it right now, Dr. John Lott, who is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's also the senior advisor for research and statistics at the U.S. Department of Justice's Office of Legal Policy. And he also worked on voter fraud issues. Dr. Locke's recent book, Gun Control Myths. Dr. John, thanks for being back in with me. I appreciate you.
Well, thanks. Good to talk to you again. Yeah, so, I mean, we already had... I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. We already had politicians yesterday calling for more gun control. Governor Whitmer from Michigan within like an hour or so was calling for more gun control. There's one thing for your introduction I just started saying, that is, you know, it's true the gun just doesn't jump up by itself, but guns do make it easier for bad things to happen. The thing to balance that, though, is that they also make it easier for people to prevent bad things from happening. And, you know, I think there's things that we can talk about on how to try to stop these types of attacks. And as you say, we don't even know what motivated it. I mean, there's usually a couple different types of reasons these things occur. Most frequently, the ones that get news attention are cases where somebody is trying to commit suicide and they're trying to do it in a way that will get them attention. And they know the more people they can kill, the more news attention that they're going to get. At some point along the line, people have always wanted to commit suicide, but at some point along the line, some people realize they could get a lot of attention, kind of go out so-called with a bang, if they simply took other people with them. But other types of school shootings often involve gangs fighting against each other. And so the causes of those are very different. And one needs to have some idea what's going on there.
But when we talk about gun control, it seems to me that support for stricter gun control has kind of fallen off from where it used to be.
Yeah, well, it has. I mean, there's several surveys that have come out in the last couple of weeks, Gallup, Quinnipiac, Rasmussen, and they all show a similar pattern that's there. Quinnipiac and Gallup have shown about a 15 percentage point drop in support for stricter gun control over the last 5 years. Quinnipiac has it right now, 49% are opposed to stricter gun control law, 44% support stricter gun control laws. But what's most interesting, to me anyway, is that while there's been this overall drop, it's been primarily driven by changing views among independents and, to a lesser extent, among Republicans. Both of them are supporting less strict gun control than they did before. But Democrats, their support for strict gun control has increased. You now see the largest partisan gap we've ever seen in terms of support for more gun control. The Quinnipiac poll shows that while 91% of Democrats support stricter gun control, only 13% of Republicans do. And you can get some idea of how stark the differences are when you drill down on these surveys. In the Gallup survey, 40% of Democrats supported a complete ban on handguns. Only 6% of Republicans supported a complete ban on handguns. You have about 80% of Democrats supporting a ban on semi-automatic rifles. It's very stark, the differences between the two groups.
Yeah, and I don't think that that is ever going to change much, with Democrats always wanting to lean that direction, Republicans, and as you mentioned now, libertarians leaning in the other directions. Do you think that the midterms will bring change for us as we talk about the Democrats and the Republicans based on this current situation with this administration? Just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, given how incredibly polarized the views are, it's going to depend who wins the races, what we're going to see in terms of national or state trends on this. I think with having such overwhelming support for gun control by Democrats, if they win the races, they're not going to walk away from their base. You know, and you see this in many of the policy proposals. Rasmussen was asking people questions about whether or not they support national registration of guns. Democrats, by a 2-to-1 margin, said that they did. Republicans, by a 2-to-1 margin, said that they didn't. But when asked whether they thought registration would lead to complete confiscation of guns, most Republicans, 2/3 of Republicans, opposed registration because they were concerned that it would lead to confiscation. About almost the same percentage of Democrats supported registration because they did believe that it would lead ultimately to complete confiscation of guns.
Well, based on these outrageous policies by Democrats and what's happened with our border and our economy and everything else that this Biden administration has brought us, do you believe that the pendulum will swing back in the midterms towards the Republicans?
Well, you probably need to ask a political expert on those things. I mean, no, that's often the case. The party that isn't controlling the presidency often picks up, especially in the first midterm after right. there. And surely the polls, there's a lot of polls showing huge gaps in favor of Republicans in terms of just partisan preference. I saw one poll that was showing about a 13 percentage point gap, which is unusually large. You know, you look at the betting odds on these things, and there's like an 80% chance that the Republicans will pick up the House and about a 70% chance that they'll pick up the Senate. There's a website called Election Betting Odds that does a pretty good job of.
Well, I'm going to take a look at that, but I figured, you know, as the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, what we've seen around this country in these bigger cities run by liberal Democrats and the unrest that's been happening there, that, you know, we would see not only those policies, but everything else added onto the Biden plate, that the pendulum is really going to be swinging big time this go around. Thank you, Dr. John Loud. I appreciate you.